This is BirdieCast. A podcast about making light of life on tour. We're your hosts, professional golfers Maya Schechter and Leslie Klutz.
Welcome back to BirdieCast. This is Leslie.
And I'm Maya.
This week, we are going to talk about tour hacks. And this is season 2, episode number 6.
Yeah. So life on tour can get a little expensive, so we're going to talk about some ways to save money. So I've been talking to some players, and we got some cool little tour hacks. So I guess number one was you can sign up for like rewards programs for things. Even just food rewards,
like
Panera, Chipotle.
Chipotle these days.
Yeah, just that's kind of the most basic, the places you like to eat, just get the rewards program, and you can get free meals sometimes. So I definitely do that, and yeah, you get a like free bag of chips or something every once in a while, so free food always tastes better. But another kind of a cool way that the tour helps players out is they give us these codes for like car rentals and I don't know if there's one for airlines, but especially since a lot of players are under 25, they give us this rental code with, I think it's with National, so players can rent cars and not have that under 25-year-old fee.
Yeah, they can. The code waives the fee,
yeah.
Which is really nice.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I think a lot of players know about that one, but in case you didn't, that's really helpful. There's USAA. If you just sign up for free, you can get rental car discounts. AAA sometimes has discounts. Just learned the other week, Alamo, you can get a free second driver. There's not a fee for the second driver.
Oh, that's right. We learned that in California.
Yep. I guess one thing that I've found, and some players are really good at it, I don't do it as often, but if you have like a favorite sunscreen or things like that, or clothes that you really like, or things like that, sometimes you just email the company and they'll give you free stuff. So
absolutely,
I think that is using the platform of being a professional golfer. You can oftentimes get kind of free things. So
yeah, just gotta be careful that they don't ask too much in return.
Yeah, that's true. Not too
like
much
posting,
like posting
stuff
about
on your social media.
Yeah,
you don't want to get tied up in that.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
Let's see what else we got. I think there's kind of the obvious ones on tour is splitting hotels. I know especially after a tournament's done, so like Sunday night, a lot of people fly out Monday, so you have 2 queen beds, and if you can get 4 people in the room, it costs a lot less. So splitting cars like we did in California.
Yep.
Splitting rental cars. So those are kind of the basic ones, I would say. We talked to a player on tour about Airbnbs, and I think you used this technique.
Well, I'm trying it out for Auburn, where it's going to sound like a total scam, but
yes, a little bit.
So this player told us, we were eating lunch and she came to sit with us and we were talking about tour hacks. So she talked to us about the tour hack she uses. And on Airbnb, you can book for one night and then you get the phone number of the host, right? So let's say you want to stay for the entire week. You just book for one night. If it gets approved, great. You call the guy or girl, like you call the host, saying that you want to stay for the entire week, but you'll pay the rest in cash if that's okay. And for, I don't know, an X amount of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm trying it out. I actually didn't do my pitch that well to the guy. Like, I kind of freaked out. But, we'll see.
Yeah. I think it's a great, obviously you have to make sure that the week is free. As in available.
Yeah, availability.
Yeah.
Right.
And then, you call them and say, basically, I think it's kind of a cool thing to do because the hosts on Airbnb don't actually get all that you pay.
Right, they need
the
to
Airbnb
pay.
Airbnb takes their cut, so.
Right. And you got to pay service fee.
Cleaning fee.
Yeah, and... Yeah, well, and then, like, all these extra taxes, I don't know exactly what they are, but, like, occupancy taxes and stuff like that. So, yeah, if you could just... And it's nice, because if you book one night, you still have to review it and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So, like, they get the review on Airbnb.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It's
a
little more... It's a little more rigorous, and...
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot more trust involved, right?
Yeah. But I know players... I mean, you can save... You can save a lot of money, because oftentimes they're super happy to just get the cash. Especially if it's been an available week and nobody's booked, then it's just money that they're making that isn't through Airbnb. So I know other players, if you don't like that technique as much, players will go and book like one night or request to book the week and then say kind of, hey, this is way out of my budget, but I really want to stay here. Can you lower the price?
Right.
And oftentimes hosts actually, I think, will be really helpful with that. And they would rather just have people staying there than...
Not.
Yeah, exactly.
Not having anybody. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that's oftentimes a good way to go, especially Airbnbs. You can, since you have that contact with the host, you can kind of negotiate the price more than I think people think you can.
Yeah, right. You can actually... Yeah, negotiate on Airbnb, right?
Yeah,
right.
So, and I learned, somebody was telling me if you book Airbnb through Delta, I guess through the Delta site, you can get miles on it too. So, cool little hack. I don't personally fly Delta very much.
What do you
fly? Southwest and American.
Southwest is nice.
Yeah.
Two free bags.
Exactly.
Great for a golf bag.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And don't you, like if you end up not having to take that flight or something like that?
I think there's a free change. There's no change fee.
Right.
So you can,
so you can just cancel the flight and then you get the credit for another flight at another time.
Yeah.
That's really nice.
Yeah. It is really nice.
How about like moving flights? Like let's say you missed the cut and you want to leave earlier or something like that.
I think you just have to pay the difference. So if the flight is more expensive, I think you just pay the difference.
Oh.
Yeah. So... I'm not 100% on that, but yeah. So on SymmetraTour, obviously, we don't fly as much. We've flown a little bit in the past couple weeks, but there's definitely a lot of driving.
A lot more driving, yeah.
Yeah, but I think kind of with flying, some of the kind of cool little hacks people have told me about is, one thing, if you're flying home from a tournament, I know players sometimes when a flight is overbooked and they say stay the night and we'll give you 500 like travel credit dollars. So I know players that will do that. That's kind of an easy way to, but obviously if you're just trying to get home, maybe you don't want to do that,
but
it's something you can do.
In general to all these hacks, there is a cost.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Like, it's just not monetary.
You're kind of like, you're like cutting corners.
Time.
Energy.
Mm-hmm.
For example, host families. We do save a lot of money staying with host families rather than an Airbnb or a hotel. But at the same time, sometimes you just want to get home, eat food in front of the TV, and go to bed and get ready for tomorrow.
Yeah.
Like, you don't want to be talking to your hosts that much and like just the socializing.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of girls do kind of like split up host families and then once in a while a hotel just because of that. Which I think is a good idea.
Yeah. No, it makes sense. It can be exhausting week after week. I think that's one thing about being on tour. Your first year is especially exhausting because you're meeting new people every week and you kind of answer the same questions every week. And
New places. Like, you haven't really figured out everything.
Yeah. But then I think it's a lot easier your second year because they do feel a lot more like home.
Yeah,
and you know the people and they know what's going on. You know what's going on. So I think, it gets a little easier probably as you go on. But with the flying, I know players talking about the whole, you can put more energy into it and save money and check flights and check the prices and wait for them to be really low. And I know I'll do that a little bit, but if it doesn't seem like it's going up or down, I'll usually just buy the flight. But I know players that definitely wait for it to go down. And so this player that told us about the Airbnb also told us about two sites, Skyscanner and eDreams.
I haven't looked at those yet.
Yeah, she
still need to look
said she got some insane trips to Europe for very, very cheap. So
need to look at that.
Yeah, so those are two sites, Skyscanner and eDreams, to get your good flights on. I know for rental cars, too, there's... if you have Costco and you rent cars through Costco, it's definitely cheaper. And... if you rent cars not from the airport, so you, there's, because there's like rental car locations usually within the city.
Right.
And if you, it's oftentimes a lot cheaper to not rent from the airport, but to rent from.
That makes sense.
Offsite, yeah. So, that's kind of a, you just gotta check prices, I guess.
Right,
yeah, so I think that's. That's the majority of them. I think it's really, yeah. I mean, if you're willing to put energy into it, you can find good prices for things. And, I mean, companies reward loyalty, so a lot of loyalty programs and
miles. We also have another friend, player on tour, and if she doesn't get host housing or if there's no host housing available, she will couch surf.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, so it's basically a free Airbnb.
She's the only one that does that.
Yeah, I don't know.
And I think she's done it twice or three times. Yeah. I don't know, a couple times.
Yeah, she's done it.
And it has worked
out.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's another resource there.
That's one
way
to, yeah. I think, yeah, you gotta be very go with the flow because you just don't know what you're gonna get. And I think
for people not familiar with it, it's also a website, just like Airbnb, but it's called couchsurfing.com, something like that.
Yeah.
If you just type in couchsurfing, you'll find it. And people can put up literally their couch, or sometimes they have like a second bedroom. Like, it's not always a couch. And you can just stay with them for free. Like, these people just want to meet people that are traveling. And I feel like... those people are also kind of hoping that they'll make friends from different places so they can go visit them.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, and kind of like return the favor like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would make sense.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, I don't know how her, if she's stayed in touch with any of the people that she's couch surfed with.
Yeah, I don't know.
That'd be
either.
Interesting.
Yeah. We'll have to ask her.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. For international players, I was thinking of like, if there are any like, budget hacks there, because I feel like if you're a domestic player in the U.S. it's easy, you know, for weeks off to go home, wherever that is, either like with your family or if you live somewhere, that's great. But for international players not from the U.S. that's a little more tricky. So like, where do you stay for a week off, right? And if you're playing the entire season and you plan on like being in the U.S. for pretty much the entire year, I think it's really helpful to like have a place of your own. But sometimes that's not always feasible. So I was thinking if I would like do it over, I would probably like reach out to a family I know. Like, I went to college here, so like I knew a couple families that I could like reach out to and like just ask them, like, could I have this extra bedroom? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that would be, like, super... And, like, pay a little bit for it, but, like, you know, more of, like, a favor. Because you're not going to be there that much. So, like, for... Especially, like, rookies, international rookies that have gone to college here, that's, like, a great, great... like, I would definitely think about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know some players, for a week off, they'll stay with their host family that we just played at or are going to. Kind of, like, split their time like that. If they can practice at the course. Yeah.
Yeah, I know that's a common one, is to kind of extend your stay at the week that you're at and then go early to the next one for that week off. Yeah. But it definitely depends on the hosts and what they're like. And, yeah, if you can practice, so.
Yeah.
Or make a road trip out of going from one to the next.
Right.
But, yeah. No, that's tough for sure. Not
having... that all sounds really tiring, to be honest.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because then you're constantly on the road.
Right. Yeah. You never
in like your own stop space. And just rest. Yeah. Yeah.
I think the last tip that I got from a player was, so since we drive a lot, there's obviously we stop for gas a ton, and there's some apps you can use to look up gas stations that do kind of like a cash back, so you get money back for going to this gas station. I think it's called Upside, but I think there's a few different apps you can use to find these gas stations, or there's, I know there's an app to find the cheapest gas in the area.
Yeah, I think it's called Gas Buddy. I think.
Yeah.
I think that's the one.
So that's kind of a cool, that's probably low energy required, but right. You don't actually save that much. Well, maybe over the course of a year, it adds up.
Well, just having a fuel efficient car.
Yeah.
Like my Honda Fit.
Yeah.
Everybody jokes in my Honda Fit because it's so small. But I'm getting 35 miles a gallon.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Hey, that's great. I just got a hybrid.
Yeah, so you got a new car.
It's a hybrid. So I think it's
a hybrid?
30. Yeah, 30 to 35. I think it's 30.
Whoa.
20 to 30. Yeah. Yeah. It's cool. It has a little gauge on the dashboard. It's whether it's like charging, or it's in eco mode, or it's in power mode, which is where it's, the engine is running. So you can see it going from like gas to electric. Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, and it's really quiet when you turn it on, you like don't even know it's turned on because it's electric. So
that's super cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So
sounds snazzy.
Oh yeah, very snazzy. It's a 2013, and my old car was a 2004. So
wow.
It's 9 years newer. So I'm pretty stoked about that. Yeah, yeah. So it won't break down on the road, hopefully.
Yeah, tell us about your breakdown.
I broke down on the way to Florida and broke down in Florida. So it broke down twice, I think, in the span of a month. So that wasn't ideal. And couldn't really figure out what was wrong with it, but so we got a new one. We're good. All set.
Cool.
Yeah. But, yeah, having a fuel-efficient car is ideal. I know there's a player on tour that has a Prius and loves it because that thing can go forever.
Oh.
I mean, that car is efficient. I like having a little more room, although your Honda Fit.
Fits everything, man.
Yeah.
You can lay down in it. You can move in it. It's great.
It's great.
Size of a truck, basically.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. That's what I was thinking too.
No, the thing about a car is, what I really liked about it, because I thought about it, you know, going to buy it, like I thought about, okay, is this gonna work?
Mm-hmm.
But the thing about it is the back seats, they go all the way down, kind of like how some like SUVs have, like those seats that just kind of like sink into the ground, it almost.
Yeah. So
I have those cars, so it's flat. Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, so it is a lot of room.
Yeah, it is gigantic.
But then you only have two seats.
Right, that's right.
Yeah, yeah.
But you only need one, right?
Well, that's true, yeah. You make a fair point. Yeah. Well, so there you go. Ways to save money on tour.
Yeah.
Because it can get a little expensive. I know kind of another way is, so on tour, just not eating out as much. So if you get a couple of players together and have, like, taco night and everybody pitches in, having a group taco night is way more less expensive than, like, everybody going to Chipotle. And can be a lot of fun, too, cooking with everybody. So, I know, trying to eat in is big.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think those are using volunteer caddies. That's my new thing this year.
Really?
I'm gonna try and use more volunteer caddies. All right. Yep.
How's it going so far?
So far, so good. Really good, actually. Yeah. A lot of them have been people that I've known for the most part. One was a new guy, and he was awesome. And then one was your friend, who was awesome. Gary Morgan.
Your boy, Gary.
Yep, thank you, Gary.
Shout out to Gary. Yep. He's probably listening.
Probably. Yeah, so that's been really good. So save energy, save money. Yeah, I think saving money is key.
Yeah, there are definitely a lot of ways. You can be really creative with it. But as we said before, it is a trade-off with finding the right mix between, like, okay, how much can I spend, how much am I willing to spend, and how much should I spend to play my best.
Yeah. Well, that's true. Yeah. Couch surfing is free, but are you going to play your best golf?
Right.
So,
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Thanks for listening. You can reach out to us on Instagram, email us at birdiecast@gmail.com.
And share it with a friend.
And share us with a friend. Yeah. So we appreciate the reviews, 5-star reviews.
See you next week.
And thanks for listening to Birdiecast.